You're listening to Trinity Fremont's Sermon Podcast, where you can hear God's Word preached each and every week. Our purpose at Trinity is to learn, love, lead, to reflect the light of Jesus. We pray that as you listen to this week's sermon, you'll be encouraged and equipped to live your life in such a way that others would see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
Well, today's text is a familiar one. We call it the Great Commission, don't we? It's one of the many significant accounts from Easter Sunday to the ascension of Jesus. How many days later? 40 days later. Now, most biblical scholars fit these accounts this way. Resurrection on Easter Sunday. Multiple appearances by Jesus in and around Jerusalem, including to the disciples themselves on more than one occasion. Then the disciples travel north to Galilee as instructed by one of the angels. Do you remember when that happened? At the empty tomb. The Great Commission, which we're studying today, on the mountain in Galilee, not in Jerusalem, in Galilee. What we're going to be looking at this morning, and then the disciples returning down to Jerusalem, and then the final instructions and ascension 40 days later, 40 days after Easter. Now, on the scene in our text, it is near the end of Jesus' earthly post-resurrection ministry, but not literally 5 minutes before he ascends, which is what I always thought for 61 years. Are you with me? Like, didn't he give the Great Commission right before he ascended to heaven? It's what my brain always thought, but that's not the case. It was close, but it was in Galilee, not Jerusalem. With that said, it is still one of his closing commissions before returning to the Father in glory. Now, some scholars believe that Jesus meets the 11 disciples in Galilee on the Mount of Transfiguration. It would make sense. Maybe. Maybe not, but that's not what is important. What's important is what Jesus said. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Most, if not all of us, have heard these words of Jesus many times, haven't we? The Great Commission. Commission. A commission is an official sending by a person with authority who gives you both the task and the right to carry it out in their name. Commission. The task and the right. The task and the right to do what as his disciples? Well, it seems Jesus has trained them up for this very moment, doesn't it? They should be ready to roll, right? As Lee Corso, many times on College Game Day over the years, would say, not so fast, my friend. You see, it is earlier in verse 17 that something caught my attention this week. I'm thinking it's going to catch your attention too. Caused me literally to take pause myself, sitting in my office myself, maybe even I said something out loud like, let's take a look together. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain to which Jesus directed them, and when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. What's the phrase that caused me to give pause. Say it a little louder. That's it. But some doubted. Some doubted. The resurrected, glorified Jesus is standing before them, still teaching them, still instructing them, and now commanding them. And some doubted? Apparently, there were still disciples who couldn't believe with their own eyes and their own ears. And some doubted, still doubted. But they doubted what exactly? Good question, I'm thinking this morning. This is where the word all comes into play this morning. The word all. It's all over the text. It's what they're doubting. They're doubting that Jesus has done it all, given all. It's still hard for them to believe. Even when Jesus is standing before them, glorified, risen from the dead Jesus. So he reminds them. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. All authority. What does that mean? Well, according to Luther's the Lutheran Study Bible, Christ's human nature, which has refrained from exercising the divine authority belonging to the person of Christ, now is fully exalted and given free use of divine authority. And this authority, this figure of authority, the authority, commissions the disciples to do something. And it's not even complicated. He said, therefore. Well, what is the therefore? Therefore. The therefore is therefore a reminder. The cross is done. The grave is empty. Satan is defeated. Death is swallowed up. Jesus has done it all. Jesus has done it all. Therefore, because he's done it all, make disciples of all nations, all people. Therefore, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the only one and true triune God. Therefore, teach believers to observe all Jesus has commanded them, commanded us. After all, I didn't even figure I said that, didn't I? After all, we are disciples. You and I are disciples. And Jesus promises to be with you. A disciple of God. The one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. With you as you share the gospel. However that might look, however that might sound, he is with you until the very end. All ways. Jesus has done it all. Now we get to tell people about it all, the gospel. That Jesus did it all for all people. But You too will have doubts. But it isn't about you. It's about Jesus. It's about the one who sends you. The last song was all about this, Paul. Like, all about this. Even Martin Luther struggled and doubted. He used a German word to describe his struggles, his doubts. Anfechtung. Luther's word for the deep spiritual battles of doubt, fear, and despair that even strong Christians face. I would consider many of you strong Christians. As we know, even Luther faced spiritual battles. He was tormented by his own sinful nature, and he was tormented by the demands of the law. And he feared God's judgment. But Luther also came to realize that Anfechtung is essential and is even beneficial. He emphasized that true faith is often weak, struggling faith. You've been there. Raise your hand if you've ever had a little weak or a little doubt faith in your life. Oh my goodness, yes. Raise your hands. Raise your other one too. Right? Yes. The Holy Spirit created bold confidence in God's promises, but Christians still battle the flesh, still battle the world, still battle Satan. This is what Luther said. For when you have faith, and I'm looking at a bunch of faith, when you have faith, there will be 100 more evil thoughts and 100 more temptations than before, right? Make your heads do this. Absolutely. The disciples worshiped. They were worshiping Christ. And there's Jesus standing before them, and they still doubted right in front of the risen, glorified Jesus. Even they had wavering, struggling faith, just like you and just like me. But Jesus didn't rebuke them, did he? He didn't wait till they didn't have any doubts to send them out. You see, the power is not the strength of our faith. That's not the power. The power is in the one who has all authority and who is present with us, present with us in his word, here, present in his sacraments and his very body and blood, and present with his Holy Spirit who comes into our hearts at baptism. That's the power. Makes me think of the gospel song. I think I remember this. This is not in the script. It just came to my brain right now. There's power in the blood. Remember, you know, there's power in the blood, power in the blood. Do you something, right? There's wonderful power in the blood. You can sing it with me. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. That's the power. The power isn't our faith. The power is Jesus. It's the theology of the cross, my friends. That's a Lutheran term, the theology of the cross. I learned about it a little bit at seminary. It's God working through weakness, hiddenness, and suffering. You and I have been weak. Seems at times God has hidden from us, and we've suffered. This is the theology of the cross, not visible glory or perfect certainty. So what do we do with this doubt, with this weakness of faith at times? Well, Luther gives us some suggestions, and they're really good. Luther says, don't let the doubts define you. Rather, let the gospel define you. Luther says, stay in the Word and with other believers. Here you are, other believers in the Word. You're two for two. Luther says, cling to the Word and sacraments. Pretty sure most of you, if not all of you, have been baptized. That's a sacrament. Many of you will come to his table today. There's power in that blood. Pastor Wilkie, back in Grace, Norfolk, used to say, it's a power tablet. That little wafer, a power wafer. There's power in his body. There's power in his blood. Luther says, distinguish between law and gospel. Anfechtung comes from the law accusing you, pointing at you. The gospel must have the last word. The last word? Jesus has done it all. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.